Michael Palin enjoyed a different kind of upbringing.
My mother's family from Oxfordshire, right. And my father's from Norfolk.
Right.
Clearly, they were sort of from the professional classes. My father was anyway, because he's son of a doctor, and he'd been quite well educated, been to Cambridge, and my mother had she was a daughter of this guy who was the High Sheriff of Oxfordshire at the time, and she'd been sort of presented at court down on that sort of thing. So that was her background, and they married, and then the Depression sort of happened. It was in mid-30s, and they just had to move where the work was. My father was an engineer, so that's how they found themselves up in Yorkshire eventually, because there was just more engineering work up there.
Yeah.
And my father quite liked slapstick humour as well. I think that was sort of, that's very much part of it. I think it's quite interesting how your humour tastes are probably shaped a little bit by your parents.
Yes.
And of course, school, you know, was a wonderful gallery of characters and emotions and bizarre situations and weird behaviour. I mean, it was just, I think that's why one goes back so often to sort of what people rather disparagingly call schoolboy humour.
Mm.
I probably wasn't unique, but there weren't that many sort of who were seen as the jokers.
Yeah.
And I mean, others were very sporting or they'd be rather violent and run gangs or whatever. Whereas I was fairly easygoing and generally, I suppose, you know, people would be attracted to me because I would make them laugh or be able to do something like that. I wasn't ever, you know, I was never a sort of gang leader or even gang member. I went along. I remember some times when you had to go along with people you really disliked because you might get beaten up if you didn't. So there's a bit of that going on.
Yeah.
But I was happiest in the company of other boys with whom I could laugh.
Mm.
And that was my release from this odd, batty world I was part of. And my parents didn't have many books, but they had Shakespeare. And just occasionally in the evening, I love the language, and I would sort of stride around playing all the roles. It was interesting that, because I didn't understand it, yet it demanded to be spoken, and spoken out loud, which is an interesting thing.
From Birkdale Prep School, Michael went on to boarding school at Shrewsbury. Or as he would say, Shrewsbury.
And the first year, I was in a study with a man called Geoffrey Fallows, who's not a nice, solid guy. And a man called Sellers, who was, again, about two years ahead of me.
Mm.
And I can remember being in the toilets once and hearing two of them having a pee, talking. So, hey, well, that new scummer, called Palin. He's a bit mad, isn't he? And one said, yeah, it's quite nice, though. or maybe it's quite nice, but a bit mad, though. I can't remember what it was. It was the mad bit that I quite liked.
Yeah.
It was the first time I'd heard anyone sort of discuss me in that way. That was what I remember of early days at Shrewsbury. In fact, I definitely had a sense of humour. But the Goon Show was something that I discovered, yeah. And I used to just hope and pray that he wouldn't come in while it was on, but I did find it so funny because it broke the rules, really.
There was
a lot of it was just verbal. I mean, I did enjoy the funny voices. I'm not quite sure where that goes back to. Maybe that goes back to school. But there's always something about funny voices which I've quite liked and not very sort of proud of, but it's something in one's humour, and I think it was just because I always felt that sort of civilised behaviour was kind of generally on a knife edge. I can remember feeling that when at school assemblies and someone would get up there and start talking, and I could just remember thinking, gosh, if a man on a length of wire with a sort of stark naked suddenly swung across the stage, what would happen? What would happen if I ran up there and stuffed a banana in his face, you know, something like that? I remember thinking, God, I could almost do it. I don't know if there's a sort of syndrome for that. But I just felt these people are all playing a sort of game, and that they're trying to sort of be terribly sort of straight and focused. And the great thing about the Goon Shows was that it seemed to just, I suppose it was madness, it was a glimpse of madness, which it probably literally was, when because Spike made himself ill,
exactly, yeah.
Mentally ill, from writing them. But there was that feeling of, this was wonderful. They saw behind the sort of thin veneer of civilization, and push these characters to limits, which I just thought was fantastic and revealing, and not just funny, but also imaginative and brilliant.